Assalamualaikum. Hi guys. For this podcast, I just wanna update myself. It's weekend and it's 28th of July. A few days before my birthday. And for this podcast, I just wanna talk about insecurity, I guess. It just came out of my mind since yesterday. I realized that I'm a very insecure person when it comes to my looks, how I appear in public and stuff like that. Although I may seem like I don't care, but actually I really, really do. I'm really insecure about my face, my weight, how I present myself to the public. No matter how much I say that I don't care or I look like I don't care, but actually I really do care deep inside. My point of struggling with my weight is to the point where I don't really eat rice. Again, it's like a phase in my life where when I get really insecure, there would be this long phase of time where I just don't eat rice because I'm scared my weight will, you know, will go up so high that it's hard to go, you know, to reduce back to a normal, more normal BMI. So yeah, I'm very insecure about that. But for this talk, I just want to talk about how I look personally, not my weight, but more of my face. So I've been insecure about this for a very long time because personally I do believe that my parents are really good looking people. My mom, although she's chubby, but she's really cute. Like, she's fair and she's cute and she's, you know, I've come to know that there's a lot of guys who used to like her before she got married to my dad. And my dad, well, he was a soldier. I mean, he was a soldier back then, and I can say that they're both really good looking people. Not really good looking, I mean, like, they're good looking people. So as I was growing up, I didn't really find myself attractive at all, especially growing up in school. I had pimples all over my face. I was a little overweight for my age, and I didn't know really how to style myself back then. I didn't have an older sister or someone like that for me to follow, to give advice on. Even for me to decide on wearing shawl back then was because my uncle Najwan, he kept on saying, like, you look good wearing shawl. So I decided to, like, wear the shawl. If it weren't for him, I'd probably be still stuck with wearing that bawal, which I'm not really very good at wearing until today. So, yeah, yesterday I realized that I am very insecure about how I appear in public, and I really hate that, honestly. And there's so much so in this podcast. I just want to say I'm really sorry, but I can't help it, okay? I can't help it. I just want to be free to express what I feel right now. So yeah, I really wouldn't find it weird if a guy wouldn't like me, but if a guy were to like me, I would definitely get like, why would you like me? Like, I'm not that pretty, something like that. And I have a boyish and geeky attitude, you know, that kind of a attitude. And yeah, that's what I have in mind about these things. So I think if a person says that they struggle with the appearance, although they look fine, or, you know, although they look like some hot Instagrammers, if they say they are insecure with how they look, I really do believe them. Although some people say that, you're cute, Bataiga, you're nice, stuff like that, kan? But I still feel like, I don't know, I'm grateful for how I look, but, you know, it's not that you're not grateful. Like, I wouldn't change my face for the world, but I really do feel insecure when I go out and people see me like the way I am at times. I feel like, oh my God, my scar on my face, stuff like that. So yeah, sometimes it really gets me, like my insecurities really really gets me. That's why if people think that I'm really confident, I would really like to reassure them, no, I am not that confident. If you were to be able to see me properly inside myself, you would see a lot of insecurities inside. But I'm just so very good at pretending that it doesn't matter for me, that I look really fine, but I'm actually not. So yeah, that's just what I want to say for this podcast. And I would really like to remind myself in the future as well that if you found a guy that likes you and thinks you're attractive, don't just jump to that guy if you don't like him. Just because you know how people say, go for the guy who loves you more than you love him, something like that. But the problem is that I don't want it to be one-sided like that. I do believe that if a guy finds me attractive and they like me, I also have to find that guy attractive in whatever aspect, and I have to like them back too. If that's not the case, if that doesn't end up like that, I know very well that I will end up hurting them, and I don't want that. So this time, I would really like to tell myself in the future, if there's a guy, right, and they love you, they like you so much, you have to have that like at the same time, because you've been in that one-sided love for a very long time. If you're not in the same depth, oh my God, English, not in the same level of, what you're feeling with that person, it's gonna be really, really rough. So let's not do that this time, Taiga. Like, don't just choose people who choose you. Choose people who choose you and you choose them at the same time. You know what I mean? And if that time is a really long time from now, or if we don't know how my luck will turn out, but if that time doesn't come in this lifetime, then don't be sad about it, because a really long wait is always gonna be worth it in the end, because it's Allah in the end, right? He knows what he's doing for us, and you have to trust that. Trust that to the core.